Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meetings, errands, screaming kids, all while scrolling box scores. We get it, and we got you. New York Sports, No Filter. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Nibbling on sponge cake.
All right, 4:05. Watching the sun bake. Kick off the summer. I need a little Jimmy Buffett. I know those of you loyal fans, we do good morning here. Maybe we'll do good morning at 5 o'clock. I'm on an extra hour as I take you till 6 o'clock. But it feels like a summer morning, a summer Friday. And for me, summer is Jimmy Buffett in the backyard. 888-808-1019, the late, great Jimmy Buffett. Obviously, a lot of Knicks just opened it up to the Yankees there, coming off four straight wins, sweeping the Rangers, getting ready for Colorado, the Mets, and Juan Soto getting ready for the Los Angeles Dodgers and Sunday Night Baseball this week. But on this Memorial Day weekend, kick off the summer party starts at 6 o'clock. So I got you for two more hours. The warm-up show will start then. So if you're heading in, get ready. Play a little Jimmy for you. Get in the mood right here on The Fan as we kick off the summer. And obviously, it's not exactly summer weather. I understand that. But still, we'll have a good time. And yesterday, I mean, talk about the summer weather. I had a miserable day. I had a miserable day yesterday as I was hit by the bear that I get at least twice a year. It's usually a little bit earlier in spring. But I come home. I'm like 6:30, walk in the door. The kids are already up, kind of handling them as my wife's getting ready for work. And I'm like sitting on the couch and I'm watching whatever they're watching early in the morning. And then all of a sudden I just hear, oh, the bear got us. And I'm like, oh no. I walk outside and I live in Orange County, upstate New York. And the garbage, and I pulled in. I mean, it must have been in the half, because I pulled into the house. The garbage was out waiting for the garbage man on the corner. Nothing looked fine. Drove right by it at 6:30. This is like 7:15, and the garbage is everywhere. Everywhere. It's the end of my day. I'm exhausted. I'm going to have to play dad for a couple hours here, get them ready, give them breakfast, get them dressed, put them on the bus, then try and crash. I'm irritable. I'm tired. I got to go out there in Crocs and rubber gloves and pick up all the garbage. And the bears never just eat it right around the garbage. They drag it everywhere. They take the bag and drag it to your neighbor's front lawn. I'm on my neighbor's front lawn on my hands and knees, picking up chicken bones and going through the it's just, you know, picking it up through the grass and coffee grinds and everything. Oh, it's just the worst. The worst. And it's just everywhere. And I'm picking up the garbage early in the morning and the grass is all wet and I'm wet. It's disgusting out. It's freezing. Trying to pick up the garbage early in the morning. The damn bear. Again, it's twice a year and he got me. And then had an unbelievably wild day because then I wake up. And I usually wake up sometime around 2, 3 o'clock or so in the afternoon just in time to get the kids off the bus. My wife comes home around then and she's doing things. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting on the couch and I hear her go, "Oh, Chris, come back. We have a problem, Chris." I'm like, "Oh, that's, I have a problem. I have a problem." I don't know if she has one. When she says we, I know I have one. So I'm like, "What's the issue?" And she's like, "There's a deer in the backyard acting all weird." I'm like, "What do you mean acting all weird? It's up, it's down, it's walking in circles. It's just acting weird. I don't know if it's injured. How are we going to get it out of the backyard? If it's injured, it looks like it can't move." I'm like, "Oh, geez." So like, we're looking at it and it's acting all funny and going in circles. And then all of a sudden it spins and I can see feet hanging out of it. And there in my backyard for 20 minutes, me and my wife are standing there watching a deer give birth in our backyard. Like, I just didn't see that coming. I'm picking up garbage from a bear in the morning, and I'm watching a deer give birth in my backyard in the afternoon. And it took like 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and she's circling, and then she's sitting down, then she's getting up, she's sitting down, getting up. And we just watched her give birth there on the front lawn. Then they sat there the entire night. When I left, it was dark. It's all the way in the back of my backyard. I don't know if they were still there. They were there up until 7, 8 o'clock. And this was like at 3. They were just sitting there chilling in my backyard after giving birth.
Did the baby deer immediately get up?
No.
Oh, just
did there? Not immediately got up. It got up eventually and they walked to like another part of the backyard a little bit. But no, it was just laying there and she was, you know, cleaning it. For like 25 minutes before I saw it really even move. It shook his head a little bit, but before it even tried to get up, it was like 20 minutes or so.
But isn't that crazy? Like, they're just born, and 20 minutes later, like...
they're walking around. No, I know. Yeah. It's great. It's also crazy that it's just in my backyard. And I must have left the gate open or something, but like, I just... And I'm like, oh, because she was right. It was... I thought we had a deer that hopped over my fence, because I have like one of those, you know, wood fences with like the wood... pillars like going across, and it's maybe 4 feet high, 5 feet high, and deer usually don't come in my backyard unless it's freezing out and they're really desperate for food. So we usually only see them in the backyard in the winter. So I must have, now knowing, I must have left the gate open. But at the time, we're like, this deer hurt itself hopping over the fence, and now I have a wounded deer who can't leave. And I'm thinking, how the hell do you get an injured deer out of your backyard if it can't go anywhere? And clearly the deer was just walking in circles. And I'm like, oh. And then I saw two legs sticking out of it. And I'm like, that deer's not hurt. It's knocked up. So I'm picking up garbage from a bear in the morning and I'm documenting a deer's birth in the afternoon. It's a great time to be alive as we kick off the summer. 888-808-1019. Crazy day for me. Crazy day for me. Let's get back to the stuff. Obviously, Knicks, game number 2 tonight. What feels like a must win. I know we throw that word around and it's not technically a must win. There will be a game 3 no matter what happens tonight. But it sure feels like the Knicks are going to have a tough time winning this series if they can't figure out a way to get off the deck and win this game. And to me, look, we could say it, and I say it. I trust this team. I've been saying it nonstop. They lose game, after game 2, everyone was saying, you got to win game 3. You got to put them right out. Can't let the Celtics off the deck. And I'm like, why not? They don't need this game. The Celtics need this game. They can bounce back. I trust this team. After game 5, heading into game 6, I trust this team. What, did you think it was going to be easy? I said all those things. I heard Gio this morning. What, you think it was going to be easy? No, I didn't think it was going to be easy. It's supposed to be tough. But this is different. Because the Knicks have always responded off the bad effort, right? Game 5 against the Pistons, had the opportunity to close at home, didn't play well, bounce back game 6. Game 3, disaster. The Knicks get blown out. Game 5, disaster. The Knicks get blown out in Boston without Tatum. And they bounce back. They always bounce back even the two games in Boston to start the series where they bounced back down 20, they were just terrible efforts to start the game and bounce back. They bounce back after poor performances. The issue I have and what makes me feel different about tonight is that it wasn't, they're not trying to bounce back from a bad performance. It was a great performance. It was a 17-point lead performance. It was up 14 with 4 minutes to play performance, 2.5 to play performance. It was a performance where they took the Pistons game, the Pacers game rather, and rammed it right down their throats. And they played the back and forth game, and they played the offensive game, and they were able to stem the tide of the Pacers coming out hitting every damn shot to start the game. And they were the better team, and they went on the run when Brunson's on the bench because of foul trouble. They were the better team. The effort was there. We got the Karl Anthony Towns dominant self. We got Brunson scoring 40 points. We got Mikal Bridges hitting shots throughout the game. They got what they wanted to get. They had the game they wanted, the effort they wanted, and they still lost. We haven't seen that yet. When they've played the game well, when they've played the game we've wanted them to play, they've won. So as much as I do trust this team, and as much as I'm damn confident that they'll learn from their mistakes, and if they're in the same position tonight or any other game this series, they won't blow the lead like that. I trust them in that angle. And I do trust them to give a good effort, but it's not the same. It's tough. Like, now they have to win 5 games in this series. Now it's a 7-game series. The Knicks won game one and then blew it. Now they have to be the better team. Now they have to be the winning team 5 times in a 7-game series. That's not easy. And I trust them, and I think they're going to win tonight, split this series, and then they move on to Indiana, and we can kind of put game one behind us, but it doesn't change the fact that it's very difficult to beat a good Indiana Pacers team when you blow a game that you were the better team in. And so as much as they've bounced back, and we say it, and I'm not saying it's cliche or that it's easy to say, it's the truth. They have always bounced back. I do think this is different because they're not bouncing back from a miserable effort where they just didn't match the intensity of the more desperate team. Like, that's what they've been bouncing back from. They've been bouncing back from, well, we couldn't match the intensity of the Celtics. They needed the game, we didn't. They've always bounced back from that. This is a different kind of bounce back. And it's not easy to be the better team through 46 minutes, night in and night out. So we'll see. We'll see what team shows up for the New York Knicks tonight. 888-808-1019. Omar in North Arlington. What's up, Omar? Omar. Omar's gone. Stuart in Brooklyn. What's up, Stu?
Couldn't agree with you more. They should have won that game. You know, just too many turnovers at the wrong time.
Yeah.
And getting to the Yankees. Vivas?
Vivas.
And wait, we can't say Carlos Rodon anymore because there's Carlos Rodon.
It absolutely is.
There's somebody turned on the switch. And one more thing. Bouquets to Brian Cashman.
That's right, Stu. Bouquets to Brian Cashman.
Because you want to know what, Chris?
What?
We're not going to say what's going to be down the road. We don't know, but probably you're right about having Juan Soto down the road. But the thing is, right now, here and now, they're a much better team. The lineup is deeper. We haven't seen Giancarlo yet, and we haven't seen Luis Gil.
No.
And Loaiza is back, which is a good thing, and hopefully he can stay healthy.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they are just starting to run, firing on all cylinders.
They certainly are. And honestly, Stu, they're a little bit right. They got the Rockies right now, right? Coming up, if they do what they should do and sweep the Rockies, I mean, you're talking about running away with this division very quickly. Because Toronto's not nearly as good as they are. Boston's not nearly as good as they are. Tampa Bay's not nearly as good as they are. And Baltimore is falling flat on their face this year. I mean, the Yankees are 5 games up, 11 games over 500. And yeah, to me, they are as good as Detroit has played. I'm sorry. The Yankees are the most dangerous team in the American League. And specifically for him, you're right. Jonathan Loaiza is back. Mark Leiter is playing and pitching the best of his career, and far better than he did last year. Cruz, who's now on the IL with shoulder injuries, was leading all of relievers in Major League Baseball with strikeouts, and hopefully there's optimism that it's just going to be as soon as he's ready in 15 days. Devin Williams has found himself, and Luke Weaver is as dominant a reliever as there is in the sport. Their back end of the pen is excellent. Their top of the rotation is excellent. Their bottom of the rotation with Will Warren and Ryan Yarbrough is leaps and bounds better than it was 2 weeks ago. They still have Luis Gil coming back. This offense is younger. This offense has a good mix of veterans and youth, and even the veterans, let's be honest. The one veteran is Goldschmidt. Other than that, that's older. And you want to say Judge, but he just happens to be the best hitter in, you know, the world. So I don't feel like he's old necessarily. But even the vets, right? Grisham's not old. Cody Bellinger's not old. And what you're getting from Grisham, what you're getting from Ben Rice, what you're getting from Goldschmidt, I mean, it's been unbelievable. DJ LeMahieu, I guess, is old, but I don't know how important he's going to be to this roster yet. We have to see when, you know, right now he's playing, but we'll see what happens when Jazz comes back. But right now the Yankees, to me, are, and again, we've seen stretches like this before. Last year they went on stretches like this before. 2022 they went on stretches like this before. And then find lulls in the season. So by no means are they going to win, you know, 110 games or anything crazy. I know that there are up and downs in the season. The Mets are going through a down right now, and they'll see if they can turn it around when they play the Dodgers. But right now the Yankees are playing extremely well. They're winning close games, which they struggled with early. They struggled winning close games early. They struggled coming from behind early. And they are doing that every other game, it feels like.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dominguez with the walk-off home run, Vivas with the home run that wins the game. The youth is coming through. The athleticism is apparent. They're beating out double plays, just small things, first to third, scoring on shallower sacrifice flies. There's just a lot more to the offense. There's a lot more element to the roster. And then when Giancarlo Stanton comes back, now we're talking about legitimate depth. Everyone questions, well, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? I don't know. For years we've been saying, where's the depth? Where's the depth? Well, here it is. Here it is. You could have Ben Rice on the bench. You could have Goldschmidt on the bench. You could have Stanton on the bench. You could have Grisham on the bench. You have legitimately good bench options, which is something the Yankees haven't had in a long time. So I know everything revolves around Soto at the moment. So if we're going to do that, yeah, right now Brian Cashman deserves bouquets because he wanted Soto back, but it wasn't his call. Soto chose the Mets. And from that moment, it was his job to go out there and make this team as good as it can be. And the Max Fried signing is arguably the best free agent signing of the offseason. Paul Goldschmidt's having a career year hitting .340. Cody Bellinger is carrying the offense at the moment. And all the young kids we're developing, Dominguez, Rice, I mean, Volpe's having a better season. I know we're still disappointed in it, but he's having a better season. Really, only Wells is the guy who's really, really struggling. So, Brian Cashman, everything he did. And then even Williams. It was a disaster early on, cost them 3 or 4 games, but look at him now. And look at what the back end of this bullpen could be. So, right now, the Yankees are flying high. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Gary in Connecticut. What's up, Gary?
Hey, C-Mac. Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
I live in Delaware and Connecticut. I go back and forth, and I was listening to the radio, some music, and I said, let me turn on C-Mac to see what he says about the Yanks, and I just couldn't agree with you more that, sure, we wanted Juan Soto.
Absolutely.
Who wouldn't want Juan Soto in the lineup?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling all my friends that are Yankee fans that they're better. They're just flat out better. And I know it's a short sample. It's a long year. It's a marathon. It's mm-hmm. not a sprint. There's going to be some downs. But I just like that they don't even get thrown out. How about last year when they got thrown out on the bases more than any team? Our friend Gleyber Torres was the biggest culprit with that.
Yeah.
He's just not an athletic. He's not an athletic person.
And he had low baseball IQ, and I think he exited the game yesterday with an injury. I hope he's okay. And he's having a great start with Detroit. No doubt he's having a great start. He's had a really nice offensive start to his season, but it was time to move on from Gleyber Torres.
Yeah, no, I agree. No, and I know he's had a good start. I looked at that, and good for him. But Dominguez can be a cornerstone for this team in the future. His talent just comes off the page. We know what he's done so far. He'll have some struggles. He's only 22 years old.
Yeah.
And I think the Yankees are finally figuring out that they need younger players. They have to give younger players a chance to develop in front of our eyes.
Yeah, I think that's really unfair, to be totally honest with you. The idea that they finally have to figure out, they wrote books about the baby bombers. Like, if you look at what the roster was in the late 17, 18, 19. You got your starting catcher is Gary Sanchez. Your starting first baseman is Bird. Your starting second baseman is Gleyber Torres. Your starting third baseman is Miguel Andujar. Like, you know, I mean, you make it sound like they didn't give young kids a chance. They understand there's got to be a good mix, and they've tried. They've been trying. They didn't sign shortstops because they've been waiting to give Volpe and or Peraza a chance. Like, I'm not disagreeing with you that it's important. I just hate when you put the tinge of finally they're understanding. They've been trying. The reason that they've been so unsuccessful and the roster's looked the way it's looked over the last handful of years is because they've made decisions based on the idea that they were going to give opportunities to young kids, and then they failed. Gleyber Torres is a 2-time All-Star, and then he went to crap for a while. Gary Sanchez was the premier power hitting catcher in the sport. And then he went to crap. Miguel Andujar got hurt. Frazier never took off. Greg Bird was supposed to be the best of them all. Got a foot injury, was never the same. Aaron Judge is obviously the only one that really became anything. I mean, I know he's gone above and beyond what we expected. But like, the idea that the Yankees don't give these kids a chance is silly. It hasn't been successful. Their inability to make them successful has been far more of a problem than, hey, why don't you give these kids a chance? They've given the kids a chance. Brian Hoke wrote a book about the baby bombers. Like, they gave them a chance. It just hasn't worked yet, like it has right now. Like it has so far. And that's why I laugh when people say the farm system sucks. Sure, the farm system sucks. The entire starting infield, like the entire team is homegrown players. Yeah. When you're starting shortstop, you're starting catcher, you're starting left fielder. Like when they're all, obviously you're starting right fielder, but like when they're all on the team, yeah. And you traded away some guys to go get Juan Soto. And then the other thing about Juan Soto, and I got to be fair, because I was a Plan B sucks guy. I was miserable with Plan B. I wanted Juan Soto. I would have given him anything. I would have given him sweets. I would have given him wardrobes. I would have given him the Lion and the Witch, too. I would have given him all. It wouldn't have bothered me, whatever they gave Juan Soto. The idea you couldn't look Judge in the face and say, hey, we gave him a suite. I know you don't have one. They doubled his contract. They offered him twice as much money, but they can't say, oh, but and a suite? That would have really sent Judge over the top? But I have to admit, today, right now, this team is better without Juan Soto. I don't think you can argue it. The team today is better without Juan Soto. But it's a 15-year contract. And they're going to have some money coming off the books. And Judge isn't going to be the best hitter in the game for forever. I still don't know if it's fair to say the Yanks were better off in totality not signing Juan Soto. I know he's struggling with the Mets right now. I know he looks miserable. I know whatever's going on with him is whatever's going on with him and the Mets. It doesn't change the fact that he was fit like a glove with the Yankees, was extremely successful, and next year DJ's money comes off. Next year you still got to deal with Stanton, but it goes from $32 million to $19 million. There's going to be Judge's. How long is Judge going to be great? 3 more years? 4 more years maybe? Who's going to be the superstar that leads them into the next era of Yankee baseball? Like, I still think over the course of this 15 years, or at least the next 10, I can't say today that the organization is better off, but I have to admit, this team this year, better off without Juan Soto. And I never thought I'd say that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
I don't know. I just always picture myself on like a cruise ship when Red Red Wine plays. Such a summer vibe, that song, that UB40. Love UB40. 4:33 on this kickoff the summer Friday. As we are just a few hours away, I got you till 6 o'clock. The warm-up show will come your way, followed by, obviously, the morning show. Live from Belmar, New Jersey at Down at DJ's. Should be a blast. Always is. Hopefully the weather warms up a little bit. 888-808-1019. If you're on your way down there, give me a call. I'm always baffled by the amount of people that are there that early to go get the party started from the jump. But it is Memorial Day weekend, kickoff of summer party. We're here already. We made it. And a little red, red wine to get you going at 4:33. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, talking baseball, talking Knicks as game two tonight. Madison Square Garden, what feels like a pretty damn important game. Knicks better come back with an effort that they really had the first 46 minutes. Find a way not to blow it. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Ben in Brooklyn. What's up, Ben?
Hey, what's up, T-Mac?
What's
Hope
up,
you're
Ben?
Well. Love the show.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Want to say something about Soto's approach in that Red Sox game, his at-bat, where he just stood there, didn't swing
once
in his first two at-bats. Yeah.
Yes.
Seven pitches, six strikes, two punch-outs, looking. I know Soto's patient, has a keen eye and everything, but this was different. It felt intentional, almost like he was making a point. Now, look,
You've been listening to Sean Marash too much.
No.
Go ahead, explain it to me. So what's the thought process? Who's he mad at? He's not happy being moved down to third?
Yeah, he was moved in the batting order. You know, maybe he didn't like it. But look, you know, when you're making $765 million over 15 years, I did the math.
Mm-hmm.
With him averaging 500 bats per season, that breaks down to roughly $102,000 per at-bat.
Not a bad way to make a living if you can.
Yeah, damn right. So those two at bats, that's over $200,000 just to stand there, not even offer at a pitch.
Yeah, I know, but you can't play those numbers. I understand what you're saying, but like he's not focused on that. I promise you. Let me be totally honest with you. He's so messed up. I'll take you back to the Yankee series Sunday night against Max Fried. He had one of the worst at bats I've ever seen Juan Soto have. He spun away from a curveball that broke over the outside corner of the plate. I couldn't believe how bad he looked in that at bat. And then his third
at
bat,
like high school baseball, first curveball.
And then it was that bad. And I know Fried's got great stuff. I've just been waxing poetic about him at the top of the rotation. So it's not it's not a high school curveball. It's one of the best curveballs in all of baseball. But it still just looked off for him. And then, obviously, those two at-bats, and then the slider that he swung at later for his third strike out of that game, that must have been 6 inches off the plate. Here's what I would tell you. He's so mixed up right now. I think that's what it is. He's up there guessing because he wants to guess right and put one out. And he fell behind. He fell behind 0-2 and assumed he wasn't getting a strike on the third pitch of the at-bat. Like, that's what I think. I think he figured, I'm 0-2, he's going to waste one. And he just got caught looking. It happens. I don't think it's intentional. I don't think he's trying to make a point. I think, I honestly don't. I think that's a bit much. I mean, this guy, you think he want? What's the point? Like, they moved him down to third in the order. It's not like they moved him to seventh. Like
you think it's just him being passive a little bit?
Yeah.
He's never done that.
I agree. He is completely out of his element. He is completely lost at the plate right now. Now, to be fair, I don't know if he's never done that, and quite honestly, neither do you. We didn't watch every at-bat when he was a San Diego Padre, and you look at some of his numbers, they weren't as good as they've been at times as a National and at times last year with the Yankees. Obviously, last year we saw, all of us saw, the best version of Juan Soto. That was the best year of his career from jump. That's why every Yankee fan expected him to be back. People laugh at Yankee fans now and go, he never told you he was coming. He made it clear it was going to be about free agency and every single last dollar. Why do you guys have your hopes up? It's so embarrassing. We had our hopes up because everything I just put on a mean Met voice about was true. He never lied to them. He never lied to us. He never told us he was coming back or that he would even give the Yankees a hometown discount. Like, never once misled anything like that. It was that he fit like a glove. You can't argue it. Like, that's all. Even Met fans, you can't argue it. From the jump, from the base hit that won the game to the throw at the plate that won the game. Like, from that opening series against the Astros, from that moment on, he fit the New York Yankees, that team, that building, the uniform, everything, like a glove. And that's why we thought he would stay. Because the Yankees were going to offer him enough money. And it worked out. And he was better than he was in a Padres uniform. Far better. And he hit the most home runs of his career at Yankee Stadium, hitting in front of Judge. That's why. Not because he lied to us, but because it looked like it fit. And right now, for whatever reason, and I'm not going to tell you it's because he's pining for those days or that he's miserable as a Met or doesn't like his teammates or anything. I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, he's not nearly as comfortable. And it's affecting his offense, and I think the Subway Series got to him. And I'm as shocked by that as anything else. Because I thought Friday night, I thought he was looking forward to it as he walked from the dugout to the box. And he had a little smile on his face. And then he tipped the cap. I said to myself, focused on that early before the Knick game started. And I said to myself, we're screwed. This isn't bothering him. This isn't affecting him. He's relishing this. He's going to have a monster series. I said, we're screwed. He was laughing, tipped his cap. I was like, he gets it. He's not intimidated by it. He's having fun with it. Yankees are screwed. He's going off. And instead, he didn't. He walked three times. He didn't have a bad game. He walked three times. But he ends up going 1-for-10 in the series. And by the end of it, I think he was surprised by the sheer volume and the nonstop nature of the boos. And by the end of it, he refuses to do the interview mid-game for Sunday Night Baseball. He has one of the worst at-bats I've ever seen him have against Max Fried. And then he doesn't stand and meet the media at the end of the game. And that has now led to, although he almost hits a home run for a sacrifice fly in his fourth at-bat against the Red Sox, it's led to almost this thing is building on him now. And I think he's just completely confused at the plate, unlike we've ever seen him, because we've only really watched him as a Yankee and maybe a National when he played the Mets and owned them. But he's as confused as he's ever been, and he's up there guessing. And that's why he's striking out looking. Because he's guessing something else. And certainly 0-2, he's figuring he's not throwing me a strike. And he was very passive, and we haven't seen that. Something's up. I don't know what it is, but he doesn't look like himself. Beyond the struggles, he doesn't look like himself. Phil and Howell, what's up, Phil?
Hey, what's up? Before I get to my comment on the Knicks, don't they have animal control up in Orange County?
I'm sure they do, yeah. That's what I was going to have to do. I was going to have to find that. If it was an injured animal or something up with the deer, I would have had to go find that number and try to get him out of there through that, yeah.
Yeah, because I had a dead deer in my backyard. An animal control came and I actually had to help it. We had to drag him out with a rope and then put him on the side of the street and, like, cover him. And you call them, and they come in like a pickup truck with a tailgate, and they take them away.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, thankfully, it was not death, but the circle of life happening in my backyard. So,
yeah, All right. Like a comment about the Knicks. Mm-hmm. I really think, like, with the devastating loss the other night, I mean, they don't need to come out and just win tonight. They need to come out and dominate like they did the Celtics in Game 6 and just get that aura, get that confidence back. Like, you know what? We really screwed up, but we're back in control now. That's what I really think. I think that's the key.
I don't agree. Win the game. I don't care about how many points. Win the game. I don't think they have to prove anything other than they made mistakes down the stretch of the game. They had the game won. They were dominating the basketball game. I don't think they need to prove anything. If they win this game, theoretically, they could very easily say, hey, we've been the better team twice. I don't think they have to go and do anything out of it. I don't care if they win, you know, 89-88 or 137-136. I don't give a damn. Go out there and win the basketball game. I don't think there's no statements to be made. Go win the game. Get yourself back in this series. Tommy in Astoria. What's up, Tommy?
I never thought I'd say this. I want to make one Met Yankee point and one deer-giving birth point.
Yeah, sure. You had a deer-giving birth point. Cool. I like it.
Yeah. Well, no. Apparently, I was looking at it. It says a yard with a fence provides a sense of security to the animal.
So interesting. That's kind of, how about
and
that?
They find that yards with lawns or gardens have a source of food, like grass or bushes.
Right.
And if you have like a yard with a pond or a fountain, they have a source of water. So that, I guess it'll kind of make
sense. That I don't have, but I do have a garden, although they weren't necessarily near the garden. But I do have a lot of grass back there. So and a fence. That's interesting. Makes sense.
If you go, it makes sense. The whole thing, and this is like a little running thing that me and you agree with, but what are the baseball fans in this city going to realize we have two good managers and give these guys some credit?
Nobody gives Boone any credit, that's for sure.
Boone, but I know everybody and their brother was watching the big game last night, but I'm watching the Red Sox play, you know, Mendy managed against, you know, Connie Mack over there, right?
Oh, I know, Alex Cora, the greatest manager to ever step foot on the field,
He managed one of his better games. I watch everything. He took out, I don't know if you saw the game, he took out McGill in the fifth inning with the bases loaded, Greg Minow, put in Brazelbon. Even though McGill had struck out 10 guys, right, the pitch count was still in the 80s. Now, Brazelbon come in, gets up a hit there, he gets killed. Brazelbon blows him away, pitches two innings, stuck with Beatty. Beatty got the two hits against lefties. You don't hear a word after the game. You don't hear a word about Mendoza managing the game. It drives me insane.
I mean, thank you for the call, Tommy. I got to be honest with you. I'm maybe not not every in-game decision is praised necessarily. I think Mendoza has a reputation of being a very good manager. I think the Met fan is thrilled with him. I think everyone thinks they have a really good manager. I think Boone, and this isn't just to defend Boone and dismiss any other manager. I think Mendoza is a good manager. Totally agree. But I think that's the perception. Maybe not everything. You're right. Maybe the moves aren't praised as much. But I think Mendoza gets plenty of love around here and is widely considered an excellent manager and a great hire. Where Boone, on the other hand, is perceived as an idiot. I mean, an absolute idiot. The Yankee fans can't stand him. The media doesn't believe that. The media is fair to him. The people who talk to baseball people for a living are fair to him because that's what baseball people tell them. But he never gets any credit, ever. The players win, Boone loses. 100% how it goes. Anytime he brings in a reliever who gives up runs, he's an idiot. He brought in the wrong guy. How could you bring in that guy? Why didn't you stick with that guy? The other day, Cruz came in one game, only pitched two pitches, didn't come back out for the eighth. Oh, my God, he threw two pitches. How the hell do you not bring him out there? How do you not bring him back? He threw two pitches. We're wasting relievers. The other day, Tim Hill came in, threw two pitches, got an out. They brought him back out for the next inning. He gives up a home run to Berger. Oh, my God, why the hell would you leave him in to face a right-handed batter? They don't know Cruz is down. They don't know he's about to go on the IL. They don't know. But Boone's an idiot. That's how it works. Boone is Boone makes mistakes. And the other day when I guess they take the lead, right, and I was screaming at the television. I'm not saying Boone's above board, above reproach or can't be questioned. He makes mistakes. All managers do. But I was screaming at the television the other night when they tied the game And De Los Santos, obviously we don't know at the time that Cruz is dealing with something, but you've got De Los Santos coming in to pitch, and you've got Hamilton, who've been their two worst relievers, and they're pitching in the seventh and eighth inning. And De Los Santos gets out of a jam in the eighth inning with bases loaded, I believe. The Yankees tie the game in the ninth, and then he comes out to face the first batter in the ninth. And I'm like, what in the world? I cannot believe what I'm watching. I cannot believe Boone did not let him end his outing with finishing with the bases loaded. Now, because of the nature of Cruz and where they are, he didn't want to get Warren up. He didn't want to get Weaver up until they took the lead. And they take the lead on a base hit, but actually make the last out of the inning on the same play. Grisham runs to third to get the cutoff to make sure there's no play at the plate. He gets out on the base paths. So they tie the game and make the last out on the same play, and Weaver wasn't warm yet. Now, you can definitely make the argument he should have Weaver warm. But with being down Cruz and light in the bullpen and the idea that it was going to be the second game for Warren, Weaver, and you might not have him for the next day, he made a decision to wait until they took the lead or tied the game. And it cost him the opportunity to get the first out of the inning, and he got a base hit. But Weaver's so great, he got out of it. But yeah, there are times he makes mistakes. There are times he's imperfect. But Aaron Boone wins. I know he doesn't win the World Series. I know. They win a ton of games every year, no matter how many injuries. And right now, they're as good and playing as good as anyone in baseball. Boone's a good manager. He's not Miller Huggins. He's not the greatest thing I've ever seen. He gets way, way too much flack. Omar in North Arlington. What's up, Omar?
C-Mac, happy must-win Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy must-win Friday, man.
Must-win. So I didn't know what you... Happy must-win Friday. Let's go.
So I look at it this way, man. I feel like the Knicks lost that game more than the Pacers actually won. So I feel like we take care of business tonight at the Garden, and series probably goes to seven, but Knicks win in seven, man.
Yeah, listen, let's hope, Omar. I'm with you. It's tough to say which one did more than the other. It takes two to tango. The Knicks made a bunch of mistakes, but the Pacers were perfect. The Knicks made a bunch of mistakes. A couple of calls had to go their way, had to go to the Pacers' way, and they did. The overturned foul on the loose ball call, and then obviously in overtime, the goaltending call. He has to hit five straight shots. Naismith has to hit five straight threes, and the most lucky shooter's bounce I've ever seen in my life has to go down. So, yeah, but they did all that. They did all that. As many mistakes as the Knicks made, the Pacers made every play they had to make. I think it's both. I think it's an epic comeback and an epic collapse. Bob in Bayside. What's up, Bob?
Yes, Chris. Yes. I called to talk about Volpe. The nine hole is where he belongs. The five hole is too much pressure with men on base all the time.
Yeah,
but I want to say something.
He hits down in the lineup against right-handed pitching, against left-handed pitching. He's their best option in fifth.
Right, and
he's got 1,000. He's got 1,000 OPS,
and they want it. Good. And they want a guy with speed in the nine hole to get on when the big boys are coming up. Let me say something about Soto. Soto would have, instead of hitting 288 last year, he would have hit 278 if he wasn't hitting in front of the best hitter in baseball and seeing good pitches. And he would have had five or six less home runs if he wasn't playing at Yankee Stadium with that porch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't think both of those things benefit him. But again, he's Juan Soto. His reputation was not right. Built on 1 year with those circumstances. He also went nuts in the postseason and won a World Series with Howie Kendrick hitting behind him. I mean, it's not a therefore this. Like, he has been a great hitter his entire career.
Well, great hitter? Listen, I grew up way before you were born, okay? Uh-huh. And I grew up, and let me tell you something. A 280 hitter is a good hitter. He's not a superstar.
It's a different world.
Wade Boggs and Tony Gwynn hit 330 every year.
I know, and they faced the same starting pitcher four at bats a game, and they were facing 91 mile an hour fastballs. It's a different game. Oh, it's a different world. The batting averages
are
different.
Well, you're right. You are right about that.
Yeah, I know I'm right about that. Look at the, like, that's why I said it. Look at the average batting average today's game, and look at the average batting average back when they played. Look at their peers. Yeah. Okay, I promise you, as great as they are, I'm not saying Tony Gwynn would come up here and hit 230. If Tony Gwynn played in today's game, he'd be one of the better hitters in contact. You could play that style. Like, Arise plays it and wins batting titles at 315, 320. Judge is hitting 400. It's amazing what you're doing today. He sees three different pitchers a game. He's got a right-handed sidearm throwing 99 miles an hour just for him. It's a different world. All right, I appreciate it. But I appreciate batting average, and when you grew up and everything, it's a different world. They would throw 160 pitches. You'd see the guy would give up six runs and be pitching in the ninth. And he'd be throwing 87 miles an hour fastball with his 170th pitch of the game. It's a different world. It's not the same. You can't just compare generations. It's completely different. Right now, you got to judge it by his peers. 288 is a damn good batting average. And a 980 OPS, damn good player. Maureen Belmore, tonight is your night, bro.
Tonight is your night, bro. I'm heading down there, but I'm going to play golf because I got a golf outing today. But
okay.
I would love to see you on stage. You're not going to be down there.
I'm not going to be down there. I'm here in the studio. No, but maybe one day we'll get me back on stage somehow to sing for the masses. I know how you love it.
Yeah. Well, listen, that I can't wait to see you on stage again. You got a fantastic voice. I love you.
Thanks.
Phil from Howell.
Yes.
The Itch. I'm following my man. I got to give him a shout out. Phil from Howell, The Itch. But I want to tell you, tonight's the night, bro, that the Knicks go back to old school basketball, play their game. I don't care if they win by one or two. Just quiet the crowd, get the crowd back, get back into this game. Yet the collapse that we've seen, we'll never see again. And I think it was very similar to getting punched by Detroit. Wake up. This is your four games away from the championship. Let's go. Let's lock it down.
Let's lock it down. Lapses.
Coach needs to call timeouts at certain times of the game. He just needs to do that a little bit more.
Yeah.
But other than that, Chris, I wouldn't want to be in any other place right now than right now, right here, against
I'd rather be up 1-0 than down 0-1. I don't know, maybe. Yeah,
but I feel confident. I feel confident that we'll be okay, and yeah. I do believe that we will take this in six. And that little skinny kid, the skinny jeans, your old partner.
Yeah.
Boy, is he upset about the Yankee fans. We're just happy that we like our team, and he's so upset. Oh, my God, you guys are so angry.
I know.
You heard him, right, with those tight pants?
I heard him with the tight pants, no doubt. He's been wearing tight jeans for a long time. It's amazing to me. I was with him on Sunday. We were at the game together. And, yes, tight jeans with rips, the whole bit. I don't try and do the Yankee fan Met thing, but I have to admit, even Loogie got to me, some other Yankee Met fans who hit me up on Twitter got to me, like, the idea that the Yankee fan is the driving force of the narrative of what's going on with Juan Soto drives me absolutely crazy. Oh, you Yankee fans, you have them in your head, you're talking Juan Soto. Yeah, we just had the Subway Series, we were all having fun. I even said it was stupid, the F Juan Soto chants leaving the building are dumb. Dumb. Booing, fine. Turning your back on him, fine. F Juan Soto, what are we, for what? Makes no sense to me. But having said that, like the idea that when the report comes out that Met officials are concerned about his enthusiasm for playing for the Mets, and that he's, you know, kind of glum in the clubhouse, that's not a Yankee fan narrative, nor is it a Yankee media driven thing. Like, it's obvious. And for every Met fan to take that story and go, oh, the Yankees are embarrassing, they're believing this crap, they're writing this crap, it's Yankee fan fiction. Yankee fan fiction, watch them play. You know it. Now, agreed, the Michael Kay story about him wanting to be a Yankee and his family convinced him to be a Met, I don't know that. Okay, that's probably a bit much to go on. I don't think he's making it up. Someone told him that. But I don't think any Yankee fan is really overly screaming that. Some probably are. But the idea that this whole thing is just made up, that him being sad, him not being himself, him, like, it's obvious. It's not a Yankee fan-driven thing. It's not a media-driven thing. They're asking the questions because we're all watching what we're watching. If he was himself and doing normal Juan Soto things, nobody would be asking about how he's fitting in or what's going on with him or whether or not he's happy being a Met or not. It's him. Blame me. I blame Yankee fans, you dopes. You know it as well as we do. Something's up with him. That's just a fact. And not only was something not up with him last year, he had the best year of his career and couldn't have looked happier in a Yankee uniform. So, yeah, you know what? If you're going to treat signing him in the offseason like the be-all, end-all, and the thing that changed the dynamic of this franchise, and something that proves that you're the better organization and the Yankees are just a joke where nothing matters. Championships don't matter. Pinstripes don't matter. Monument Park don't matter. Everything is coming up blue and orange. You're smarter. You're better. You're younger. Your farm system's better. Your owner's better. Everyone's better. And you're going to use Juan Soto as that final nail in the coffin to that argument? Then you got to live with what you got to live with when he's struggling and looks like he's, you know, melancholy. Like, that's the best. He looks like he's just, you know, walking through the streets on a rainy day. He looks like he dropped his popsicle. That's not a Yankee fan thing. That's a popsicle thing, man. Blame the popsicle.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.